I'm Phil Nee with a look at Wednesday sports. River Valley boys basketball team picked up a win during the team's home opener, 56-41 over Evansville last night. The Blackhawks were ahead 25-14 at halftime and went up by 17 in the second half before the Blue Devils got within 7 points twice down the stretch. Key three-point baskets and enough free throws got River Valley a more comfortable lead and eventually the win. River Valley senior guard Houston Thatcher led all scorers with 19 points. Quincy Blakely added 12, and Lucas Klein made 3 important three-point baskets on the way to 11 points. Sam Poppy had 9, Caleb Drakenberg and Keegan Heiser both had 2 points, and Sumner Knockreiner added a point. The Blackhawks were 11 for 20 from the line. Evansville was paced by Tyrell Lewis and Cade McCullough, who each netted 9 points. The Blue Devils made 3 three-pointers and went 4 for 7 from the line. The visitors defeated River Valley in the JV game 57-43. After the 56-41 varsity win, the Blackhawks are now 1-1 on the young season and will play another non-conference test at Broadhead Monday night. Evansville is 1-2. They will host Edgerton this Friday night. In other boys basketball, Sauk Perry led from the start and on the way to a win over Richland Center, 68-36. The Hornets fall to 1-1. Also Lancaster, 67-65 over Darlington. Dodgeville, 64. Wisconsin Heights, 50. Royal over Seneca, 70-47. Westby, 72. Cashton, 33. North Crawford, 88. And Brookwood, 39. It was 58-31 Pittsville over New Lisbon, 75-56 Mount Horeb beat Monroe, Luther 71, Bangor 42, a win for Reedsburg over Sparta, 73-66, Toma 74, Baraboo 59, Poinette 73, Portage 67, GET over Mauston, 81-60. In girls basketball from last evening, it was a close game throughout, low-scoring game, eventually won by Hillsboro 33-28 over Richland Center at Hillsboro last night. Ithaca was winner over New Lisbon 60-30. River Valley claimed victory at Wisconsin Heights 50-31. Darlington 47, Riverdale 36, Southwestern 66-56 over Boscobel. Cuba City 68, Fenimore 28, Belleville 48, Lancaster 37. Platteville 51, Aquinas 42, Highland 61-12 over Benton. Mineral Point 81, Iowa Grant 15. Royal 63, Alma Center Lincoln 57. Seneca 44, Lafarge Youth Initiative 36. Wazika Steuben 43-34 over Kickapoo. Westby and Luther playing last night with Luther winning 51-26. In other girls' games, DeSoto 64, North Crawford 32, Schulzburg 45-32 over River Ridge, Argyle Pecatonica 71-54 over East Dubuque, Belmont 56, Potosi Cassville 25, Reedsburg 48, Toma 38, Wisconsin Dells 46-36 over Sauk Prairie, and Mauston 63-39 winners against Sparta in action from last night. As mentioned, Riverdale in a close one with Darlington losing 47-36. The Chieftain girls led by 6 at halftime and wound up losing again in the game last night. The ladies were led by Kennedy Cooey's 12 points, followed by senior Zuri Dennis's 11, Macy McKay 8, Lily Barr 5, wrapping up the scoring for Riverdale. Also, Southwestern with that win against Boscobel. Some stats on that. Southwestern was led by Brindley Dressler with a game-high 22 points. Boscobel was paced by Maya Baumeister with a total of 13. And in dual meet wrestling last night, Cuba City Benton Southwestern hosted a triangular, and they were winners against River Valley 35-22. River Valley lost its second match to Mineral Point 63-13. And Mineral Point went on to dominate against Cuba City Benton Southwestern 61-6, the final in that dual meet. Elsewhere in sports, from the Lucky Strikers Bowling League, Hotman Plumbing had a 2,406, Philbeck Ford 2,404, Right Way Shell 2,389. Team High Game, Napa Auto 868, Hotman Plumbing and Right Way Shell, 851s, and an 815 for Philbeck Ford and for Hotman Plumbing. Individual high series, Caitlin Davison with a 533, Cheryl McNerland, 507, Doris Trepan, a 498. Top game, Jody Imhoff, 205, Doris Trepan, 203, Sheila Povelmacher, 202, Amanda Friel, 200. Split pickups, Diana Mitchek, Jamie Parr, Cheryl McNerland, and Sheila Povelmacher all had the 310. Kelly Neitzel, a 4-5, Elaine Hansen, a 7-8, Lola Pauls, a 5-7, Doris Trepan, a 4-7-10 in the Lucky Strikers League. Week four of matches in the Richland Center Church League volleyball season were played on Monday and Tuesday night. A division results, Richland Baptist Temple 1 defeated Bethel Lutheran 3-0. St. John's blanked Avoca Bible 1, 3-0. Free Methodist 1 had a bye. In the B division, Church of the Nazarene 2 defeating 5 points, 2-1. Grace Community 2 downed Richland Baptist Temple 4, 3-0. Beulah Wesleyan 1 topped Richland Baptist Temple 2, 2-0. Elsewhere, Boscobel Assembly of God beat Richland Baptist Temple 3, 2-0. Avoca Bible 2 downed Beulah Wesleyan 2, 3-1. Church of the Nazarene 1 topped Free Methodist 2, 2-1. And Hidden Valley Community defeated Grace Community 1, 2-0 as well in Church League volleyball. The Badgers opened Big Ten Conference play Tuesday night at home with a 67-64 loss to Michigan. Shooters for both teams were off the mark, with neither hitting 40% and also not as much as 25% on three-pointers either. Wisconsin's John Tanya scored 18 points despite foul trouble, and sophomore John Blackwell had 16. Coach Greg Gard talked about Blackwell's performance.
Yeah, he was huge. I mean, he carried us there for a while in the second half. His ability to gobble up offensive rebounds and finish in there, and obviously play a lot of minutes, and I thought we needed him on the floor, and he thought obviously he did a lot of good things there in the second half.
Greg Gard says the team's defense needed some work, but also made some plays. It was Michigan dominating at times inside.
It's Golden and Wolf at the rim. Golden went 7-for-9, and Wolf goes 4-for-6. So, yeah, I mean, it's at the rim. We didn't do a good job of handling that. You know, we were able to negate most of their threes and make them have to go to twos, and that's the first time all year they've done that. They did a good job of that, of taking advantage of that. Golden's a load, and they did a good job of putting those two guys in the middle of the floor and playing off of it. And
the Badgers' next action is Saturday against in-state rival Marquette at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Marquette gets back to action this evening, trying to keep their undefeated record. The Bucks were locked in from outside the arc while rolling past the Detroit Pistons 128-107. Milwaukee advances in the NBA in-season tournament by hitting 23 of 41 three-point attempts, earning the number one seed from its group. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 28 and Damian Lillard 27, but the Bucks bench was productive with 46 points. Coach Doc Rivers' team has won 9 of its last 10 games.
I love how we approach the game today. I thought both teams, you can see that they took this game, both teams, very seriously, and I just loved how locked in. I thought that was our best defense, maybe of the year overall. And then I thought our ball movement was unbelievable. We just kept finding open guys, played unselfish basketball.
The Bucks get back to action tonight. It's a regular season game against Atlanta. The Packers prepare for the Thursday night game against the Detroit Lions. Coach Matt LaFleur in his press conference yesterday spoke about facing the Lions' defense.
They compete, they challenge, they play a ton of man coverage, and they got good players. So I think they do a great job. They get a ton of man beaters. They do a great job with it. But I just think they make it hard on you. They contest everything. And if you make an errant throw, they'll make you pay, because all those guys in the back end have great ball skills.
The worst season for a Badgers football team in years is reflected on this year's All-Big Ten teams. Senior guard Joe Huber was named to the coach's third team. Other than honorable mentions, that was it for Wisconsin following a 5-7 season. Receiving honorable mention, including punter Atticus Bertrams, cornerback Ricardo Holman, left tackle Jackson Nelson, running back Tui Walker, and safety Hunter Wohler. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of WRCO Sports.